Welcome to My Lines, brought to you by Colin Boynton. For this episode of my poetry podcasts, the place where I share my world of words, the pieces are all on a theme of nature. I will begin with a piece called A Friend of Mine. You keep on shouting loudly, and yes, I always hear. I look out of my window and see you sitting near. You greet me in the morning, you never seem to miss. You come to see me every day. I know you think, who's this? You've been a friend for some time now. You keep on coming round, sitting in my garden and making all that sound. You always wait for my reply, a little wave, a shout. Sometimes you stay a little while. Sometimes you move about. I feel that it's an honour that you have chosen me. You are so very beautiful and able to be free. You come to me each morning, you make yourself be heard. You are to me a special friend. You are my blackbird. I wrote this piece after a particularly windy period, and when going out in the country, I saw the damage that had been done. So this next piece this week is called Death of 100 Years. If a tree falls in the wind, does anybody see? Does anybody feel its pain of what it's like to be? Does anybody ever hear its loud yet silent cry as it crashes to the floor to where it's going to die? With broken branches all about and roots ripped from the ground, it lies there in a shattered state, no more to make a sound. No leaves to rustle in the wind, no longer branches sway. No place for birds to make a nest or rest both night and day. Does anybody notice? Does anybody care? A tree that once grew many years no longer stands just there. I may not have a large garden, but it does attract a lot of different birds, especially after I have put food and water out for them. This next is called The Birds. The birds that I feed in my garden come back to me day after day. They eat up the seeds and the nuts I put down. They'll sit and they'll sing when they stay. Each of them feels like an old friend. They're welcome to come in and dine. Don't care if they're plain or they're simple. Each one is a friend who is mine. They're true and they're faithful and loyal. They watch as I potter around. They join me each day in the garden. They sit on the fence of the ground. As soon as they see me, they sing out. I call back a cheerful hello. I'm sure that each one understands me, for they make no effort to go. I love each and every one of them. They brighten the dullest of day. I welcome the birds to my garden and hope that they always will stay. After all the chaos we've been going through over the past few years, I start to take more time out again to appreciate the world around me. The next piece I've chosen is called A Sign of the Times. Did you ever watch the sunset as it fell across the land? Did you ever smell the blossom, hold a flower in your hand? Do you listen to the blackbird and hear the songs he sings? You've time for all of this now, and many other things. They happen every day, and they're right in front of you. They've been going on a long time, and it isn't something new. We have time to look and listen. We have time now to begin. A time now to appreciate the world we're living in. My final reflection this week is a piece simply called Simple Things. A dewdrop on a flower. The early morning sun, the sounds of early morning birds joining all as one. A flower blooming in the grass, a butterfly and bee, to paint a pretty picture, the best that you will see. A wave upon the seashore, a pebble on the sand. Sometimes all these little things are better than the grand. The babble of a gentle brook passing on its way, the rustle of the breeze through leaves to make a perfect day. These little things can mean a lot, and simple things are free. Take a look around yourselves and see the things I see. Things to bring you happiness,
will stop you for a while. 100,000 simple things, things to make you smile. I hope you've enjoyed my choice for this week's episode. The books I've written are available either for myself or direct from my publishers. For more details, see my website, www.collinscorner.co.uk. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you'll join me once again next time for another episode of My Lines.